Quarts of Valvoline full synthetic high mileage in a filter for just $33.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampagne.com. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Ohio, Indiana, Missouri. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's where President Trump will hold three final rallies the day before the elections.
This is the greatest political movement in the history of our country, maybe ever.
I was in Georgia yesterday. He also went to Tennessee, and he railed against the caravan of Central American migrants still making their way here. He says he's going to send as many as 15,000 soldiers to the border.
Men and women of our military deserve better than that.
Former President Obama campaigning for Democrats who hope for a blue wave that gives them the House and maybe the Senate. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, the balance of power in the Senate hangs on key races in red states where Democrats are up for re-election. President Trump will spend part of election eve in Indiana, where Republican Mike Braun is trying to unseat incumbent Senator Joe Donnelly. President Obama rallied in Indiana yesterday.
Make sure that we send Joe Donnelly back to the U.S. Senate.
President Trump will hold a primetime rally tonight in Missouri, where Republican Josh Hawley has a slight lead over incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill.
She didn't even vote for Justice Kavanaugh. Think of that.
For the Senate to turn blue, Democrats would need to gain two net seats. Dave.
All right, Rachel, one of the stories on NBC's Saturday Night Live weekend update caused controversy. They put up a picture of Dan Crenshaw, an Afghan war veteran who wears an eye patch.
You may be surprised to hear he's a congressional candidate from Texas and not a hitman in a porno movie. I'm sorry, I know he lost his eye in war or whatever.
Well, Crenshaw this morning just told Fox and Friends,
why can't we give the American people a break and separate comedy from politics? This one was pretty inappropriate.
He says that SNL should probably apologize, but Crenshaw won't demand one, and he says will probably be an empty and hollow one. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Newly imposed U.S. sanctions on Iran go into effect today.
The toughest sanctions ever put in place on the Islamic Republic of Iran.
That's Secretary of State Pompeo. These new sanctions target Iran's financial and energy sectors. Though 8 countries are getting a waiver, will still be able to get oil from Iran. Iran's foreign ministry says these sanctions are nothing new. They've dealt with worse, but the president of that country says they're facing a war situation, and the military in Iran is now conducting an air defense drill. A small city in Utah is in mourning. Their mayor was murdered while taking time off to serve in Afghanistan.
Remains of the mayor, who is also a major in the Utah National Guard, returning home Monday night. 39-year-old Brent Taylor, who took a year-long leave of absence as mayor of North Ogden, Utah, was just 2 months away from the end of his fourth deployment, his second to Afghanistan, when he was killed in an apparent insider attack. Utah Administrator John Call.
It would be really hard without him.
Reports say the gunman, who was shot dead by other Afghan forces after opening fire, was apparently one of the commandos being trained. Taylor leaves behind a wife and 7 children, the youngest 11 months old. There is a GoFundMe account to help them. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
In Arizona, investigators are looking for answers after a murder-suicide carried out by a young boy.
Yvonne Woodard was 65. She and her husband, Doyle Herbert, had custody of their 11-year-old grandson. Police say on Saturday, the boy shot his grandmother in the back of the head while she and her husband sat on the couch. Earlier, she'd told the boy to clean his room. Herbert told police he first chased the boy after the shooting, but went back to tend to his wife. That's when he heard another gunshot, and the boy had turned the gun on himself. The weapon reportedly belonged to Herbert. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, not much movement for futures, showing no direction ahead of the opening bell in 25 minutes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Three Spinners nonprofit organization congratulated one student for receiving their first ever scholarship for Parkland College at a gala celebration over the weekend. Three Spinners has been running for about 3 years and has acknowledged the need for scholarship opportunities for students who want to continue their education, according to Three Spinners president Alexandra Van Doren. University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign researchers, in conjunction with Chicago area scientists, are working to create a communications network that can withstand external hacking. University officials announced last month they'll be joining the Chicago Quantum Exchange in their effort to explore quantum technology. The group was started to address concerns for unsecured data. And Scott Foss of Champaign has been sentenced to 10 years for a criminal sexual assault and abuse of his former roommate. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
This is Deion Thomas, Fighting Illini men's basketball all-time leading scorer and basketball game analyst. I'd like to tell you about my endorsement of Chad Beckett for circuit judge. I've known Chad's family for almost 30 years. I've known him since we both attended the University of Illinois. He is a leader in our community and an experienced lawyer. Chad is a good person who I am confident will be an excellent circuit judge. Vote Chad Beckett for circuit judge. And as always, go Illini.
Paid for by Beckett for circuit judge.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your motivational minute. I'm thankful for many things. I'm thankful that I'm alive today. Many friends have passed away from cancer way too early. For food on the table, many are going to sleep hungry. For a car that runs, for warm socks and a winter coat, for heat in winter and air conditioning in summer, for clean water, a stove and indoor plumbing, for a surprise phone call from an old friend, for those who help the needy, and for people who open the door for others. For those who take turns exiting the parking lot after an Illini game. For those who let others in front of them in the grocery line because they have less items. For those who let others merge into their lane. For those who say please and thank you. And I'm thankful for family, faith, and for America. What are you thankful for, my friend? Make your list and be thankful and grateful and give a little love to others. By giving away a little sunshine, our life will regain some of its own sunshine. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. More at HabibHabib.com.
West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental are very thankful to help, heal, and service families all throughout East Central Illinois. And that's why in the month of November, they're celebrating and giving thanks by giving back to folks who work hard every day to make our community great. Throughout the month of November, West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental will give anyone who comes in the office for treatment a $50 credit, or if no treatment is needed, a free fluoride treatment. If you're a public or government employee, teacher, or employed by a local school district, you're eligible for this offer. Do you work in law enforcement or support those who do? Are you employed by a local area hospital or a first responder? Then you're eligible as well. Take advantage of this offer today. In-office treatment with a $50 credit, or if no treatment is needed, a free fluoride treatment. Find out if you're eligible by calling 607-1292. Call 607-1292 to see if you're eligible for this offer. And thanks for making East Central Illinois great. From your friends at West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental in Urbana, Champaign, and Rantoul.
Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast, National Weather Service. And by golly, it's November 5th. Election day is tomorrow. And it's getting colder. What is this, November? What?
I know. High 53 with some clouds this morning. An 80% chance of showers later this afternoon and into the evening tonight. Low 45. 55 the high tomorrow. Decrease in the clouds. Partly cloudy. Low 36 Tuesday evening. 47 the high on Wednesday. With sunshine at least. clear and a low 28. On Thursday, cooler, high 40, low 28. And the four-letter S-N-O-W is in the forecast coming into Friday morning. Right now, the temperature's at 44. ESPN 93.5.
Every month on ESPN 93.5, we feature a law enforcement official, man or woman. We tip our cap and say thank you. And this month, for the month of November, it's Darren Lewis from the University of Illinois Police Department, who is an avid Chicago Cubs fan.
Yes, I'm a diehard Cubs fan.
And you've been there your whole life.
Ever since I've come out of the womb, I've been a Cubs fan.
What is the first experience with Chicago you remember? A game you watched, a game you listened to, a game you went to?
When I was younger, I can't remember. I was probably age 5 or 6. My dad took me.
Wrigley Field, Chicago.
First experience. And we always got there early for batting practice and watched the pitchers. And that was always our thing. And we went to several games. We've been to several games. He passed away my freshman year of high school. But we have been to several games, had a good time. And you can't beat Wrigley's atmosphere. It's a great place.
Yeah, so. I'm telling you what, though. And it's, you know, it's amazing sociologically, that you go to the ball game and, you know, in a regular season, 75% aren't looking.
Right.
They'll look up at the eighth inning, but it's like Field of Dreams. It's baseball, Ray.
It is baseball. I'll tell you what, it's a funny story. My mom would take a book and read the book during the game, and I looked at her, I'm like, how are you reading a book? And she's like, well, I don't have any interest. And my dad and I are just glued to it. You know, we can't take our eyes off of it. But
so cool.
It's amazing how we're so glued, and she just didn't really care.
Are you from here?
Yeah, I'm from Tuscola, Illinois.
Love it. My daughter, Miss Illinois, Grace Cacciatore, spoke at Tuscola High School Friday. Lovely high school. Wonderful job. Principal Fiscus has it under control there in downtown Tuscola. So you grew up in Tuscola. You're a Warrior.
Yeah, they got a big game this weekend.
I know.
Moreau is going to be tough.
And Moreau 4 South is very good.
Yes, they
but
are very
they,
good.
They took care of Bismarck over the weekend. Tuscola's still in this thing's 2A, I think, aren't they?
They got bumped up. I think they're the smallest 2A school this year. So
I think that's right. I think they're one of the really good. Yeah. I was talking to Steve Fiscus about that. All right, so tell me why you wanted to be a police officer. Why do you want to be in law enforcement?
You know, I wanted to focus on a career that that had change in it on a daily basis or on a weekly basis. It wasn't the same thing. And I feel like with law enforcement, that fit the mold for me. We're constantly training on a through the department, and while you're at work, you're constantly mm-hmm. training. So I just like that change, and it's not that same routine. There's constant change to it on a weekly basis. And, you know, that's what we do. We handle calls, and we're always waiting for that next one. And that's why we train, because you just never know what's going
to
be.
But you have to get up. I mean, you can't be casual or relaxed. You got to be on your guard whenever you approach a vehicle or anything else. I mean, you got to be on your game.
Absolutely. And when you get out of PTI, when you go through your field training program, PTI gives you a foundation, but your FTOs really help you get through those, you know, the indicators you need to look for when you're approaching a vehicle or when you're dealing with somebody, you know, watching their hands, watching their body language, and they'll give you that foundation, FTO, then you got to, when you get on your own, you got to keep fine-tuning those skills to, protect yourself and your other officers.
And how long have you been doing this?
A little over 10 years. October was my 10-year anniversary.
And now you're the new K-9 guy, one of the new K-9 guys, the University of Illinois. So what is it like with a dog?
Well, I'll tell you what, training was very stressful, but it's a very rewarding. He started as a puppy and was learning just like I was. So when we were going through training for the 5 weeks, we were both learning, making mistakes, but we got through it. And now yesterday was our first day on the streets.
Wow. So, I mean, what can the dog smells are amazing, but what are they smelling for? Is it drugs, bombs? What are they smelling for?
So my dog, first of all, I named him Bane, which is my favorite villain off The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
And actually my wife came up with that name because I couldn't figure out a name to name him. So, I ended up naming him Bane. But anyways, so my dog is a dual purpose dog, and he sniffs for the, presence of explosives, and then he does tracking and apprehension work on the other side. So he's a dual-purpose dog.
Amazing. And at what point do you trust it?
Well, that's why in training, the 5 weeks that we did it, we formed that bond, and then my trainer just kept saying, trust your dog, trust your dog, trust your dog. And eventually, once you get more comfortable working with him, that trust is there. And you have to watch him, and you're doing several things all at once, but just trust your dog because he can smell better than you, he can see better than you, he can hear better than you. So, but that's a big thing. You got to trust him and let him work.
Well, we appreciate what you do. What would you like? One thing you'd like people to know about law enforcement, people on the streets trying to protect and serve. We appreciate you. I talk about it all the time. What do you want them to know about Darren Lewis and all your other brothers and sisters in the field?
You know, I just want people to know we're people just like everybody else. Just because we put a uniform on doesn't make us different than you or the next person at Meijer that's, you know, greeting us at the door. We're people. We just have a job to do, and sometimes people critique that because of what we have to handle it or what we have to do. But, you know, after a call, or we're constantly in the community reaching out to people and talking, and I feel like not just our agency, but a lot of agencies do that. And people just got to realize it's a job. We do it. And we want to go home to our families just like everybody else does.
Well, tip of the cap to you, my friend.
Well, thank you.
You know a lot about sports. We were talking off the air. Darren knows. I could probably put you in the booth as a color commentator for the Marrero Forsyth Tuscola game. You'd probably be pretty good at it.
I definitely am a sports junkie. I follow Illini hardcore, and then I kind of follow everything else too. But yeah, I love my sports, and I always have been.
You got to be happy about Minnesota and Illinois. That was a great game.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, and what about the basketball team? What are we going to do in basketball?
Well, I think basketball is going to surprise a lot of people.
All right.
They're not giving us too much love in the Big Ten. I think they picked us, 13th or something.
What?
I think we have some of the best guards in the country. Now, down low, we're I'm not saying we're going to struggle, but that's going to be our weak point. We're going to be young. But, you know, give these guys a year, and I have confidence Coach Underwood to land a big recruit, you know, get a big center in there, and then – the young guys get some more experience, and we're going to be tough.
I didn't see Io on whatever night they played Friday, but apparently he's the deal.
He's a real deal. He's 5-star for he's 4 or 5. He was a real deal, and I'm glad we got him because him and Trent DeMonte and that crew is really going to create some noise. So,
officer, we thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you for all you do. We appreciate Darren Lewis. He's University of Illinois canine officer. And you don't mind if people come up and say thank you when you're out and around?
No, absolutely. I love it. And I'm just like, I'm an easygoing person. I can talk somebody's ear off. So somebody comes up, I don't have an issue with that.
Hey, thank you and congratulations.
Can I give a shout-out real quick?
Of course.
I want to give a shout-out to MidPro Canine and head trainer Tony Pyatt for believing in me and laying the proper foundation for me to be successful on the street with my canine partner and I.
So, awesome. You stay safe, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Keep up your good work, and congratulations.
Thank you.
And go Warriors.
I hope they get a win for us. We got St. Teresa after that if we beat them. So
dang it. How's St. Teresa 2A?
I don't know. They were 3A last year. I don't know how
come
it works.
Come on,
I don't even want to talk about this because it bothers me. Right.
That's ridiculous because if Tuscola were 1A, You'd fly.
I think we'd be there. And, you know, the crazy part about this is GCMS is, I think, got the toughest road to get there in 2A. They're playing all the northern schools and the Catholic schools up there in 2A. So,
dang it.
I don't know, Tuscola, they beat Moreau. St. T's going to be a tough one to win, too.
Well, if you beat Moreau, you can beat St. T.
Yeah. Jacardi Wright's pretty good, though. He had 7 touchdowns the last time he played.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 7. Yeah.
What's the guy's quarterback?
No, he's a running back.
What's his name?
Jacardi Wright.
7 touchdowns? Darren, thanks for coming in. Congratulations and keep up your good work.
Thank you very much.
K-9 Officer Darren Lewis, our law enforcement official of the month. Diane Ducia Sports.
Obviously, Tuscola's moving on. Monticello's moving on. GCMS got a rematch with Newman Central Catholic Saturday at 6 in Sterling. This has been fun with the IHSA postseason kicking into high gear. NFL action at Chicago over Buffalo, 41-9. We had the Patriots beating the Packers in the late game, 31-17. Saints beat the L.A. Rams, 45-35, to give them their first loss of the season. It'll be Tennessee and Dallas tonight. Of course, we all know the Illini and their win against Minnesota. That final was 55-31. And because of that, Golden Gophers let go of their defensive coordinator, Rob Smith, yesterday. P.J. Fleck, the head coach, called John Rossi as a defensive coordinator for the rest of the season. Illinois volleyball did amazing 1 hour and 12 minutes later, sweeping Maryland. They're awesome. And we've got the Bulls and Knicks tonight. Pacers hosting Houston. Kevin Harvick getting the checkered flag. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Darren Lewis, our law enforcement official of the month. Good to have him in. We like saluting our brave men and women out there on the street that keep us safe. And we do it every month. And SK. We appreciate their sponsorship.
Sure do.
SK does so much, siding and fencing and just do it all. SK and Steve Kester, he put in my first fence. Good man.
Yep.
ESPN 93.5, let's check your weather forecast.
We got a high 54 today with the clouds, an 80% chance of showers late this afternoon, and into the evening, low 45. 55 the high tomorrow, decrease in the clouds, 36 our low on Tuesday night. Make way for sunshine, then a high 47 on Wednesday, then dipping down to 28. Actually mentioning snow Thursday night into Friday at this point. Right now we're at 44 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, glad you're listening. It is November 5th. The election day is tomorrow. As I've said, it's been election season for a number of weeks. All six in my family have voted. Nathaniel had to take an absentee ballot, being in Chicago working up there, but he got one filled out. So we're six for six. We're done. Feels good. Got the little I voted sticker and everything. 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, Amazon is lifting its $25 minimum requirement for free shipping this holiday season. The promotion is only available in the U.S. Walmart and Target are competing with Amazon, and both have offered free holiday shipping, though Walmart requires a $35 minimum purchase. Apparently, Amazon is still in advanced discussions with a handful of cities on where it will place its second headquarters. The Wall Street Journal says Crystal City, Virginia, Dallas, and New York City are all in the running. Dozens of Papa Gino's locations have closed in the Boston area and New Hampshire without explanation. Papa Gino's is a popular pizza chain in New England. Lowe's is closing 20 U.S. locations. The home improvement chain says the stores have disappointing sales. The Dow was down 109 on Friday. The Nasdaq dropped 77. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
All right, 826. Deion Thomas, all-time leading scorer, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, Illini basketball team. That's 9-10 with Jeremy Warner show. Then, Jay Layman. Man, you got to be fired up for that Illini win. I don't think nobody saw us winning by that much.
Right.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, it's 48-17 when it mattered. We blew them out.
I know it. Jay's going to have an interesting perspective. That's
fun.
For sure.
Jay Layman, 10-11. So you got Deion Thomas, 9-10. Jay Layman, 10-11, all on the Jeremy Warner Show, which is coming up in about 35 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Text in if you'd like, 359-2255. Text line's always open, same as the phone line, 359-2255. The Illinois basketball team open real play Thursday night against Evansville at State Farm.
Did you see the action against Westland?
I did not.
Okay.
But
they won.
Yeah, Christian was there and said saw a lot he liked.
They looked good.
827.
With the change of seasons approach.
Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 23-year-old Shermark Pettigrew Sherrill of Champaign, who admitted to harming the mother of his child in a misguided attempt to get his son, has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. He pleaded guilty in September to committing aggravated domestic battery on May 23rd. Other charges of home invasion and domestic battery were dismissed. The News Gazette reports a Central Illinois woman who lied about her teenage daughter being missing has been resentenced to prison after violating her probation. 40-year-old Amanda Huddleston was sentenced to 1 year for obstructing justice. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources has received reports of 432 suspected cases of epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or EHD, in white-tailed deer so far in 2018, extending from Schuyler through Bureau counties. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast as it's getting colder and the snow word is around.
Yeah, it is. High 53 today, 45 our low tonight. Chance of rain mainly after 5. Looks like a new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Showers mainly before midnight. And we've got a high 55 tomorrow with a decrease in the clouds. 38 our low on Tuesday night. Up to 47 on Wednesday with sunshine, down to 28. Partly sunny on Thursday, then more clouds and a chance of rain or snow. No showers with a low of 28. And coming into Friday, we could see some flurries. High 41 expected as we wrap up the week. We're currently at 44 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, 836. I am Stevie J. Earlier this morning, we talked to Professor Alan Sachs, the professor of political science, University of Texas at Arlington. And I asked him what he thought was going to happen tomorrow.
I see a lot of people voting here in Texas and a lot of young people. And when I see a lot of young people voting, I see trouble ahead. You know, the Senate, the Republicans will hold the Senate. But in the House, on those little House districts, I think there could be some real trouble for the Republicans.
All right, we'll see, we'll see, we'll see. I'm not picking that one, and I don't know why. I just think the numbers that came out Friday are shockingly great. The economic numbers, best unemployment numbers for Hispanics ever, best unemployment numbers for African Americans ever. Growth in the country is amazing.
How come we're not hearing any stories about any of that?
Let me think. Because they hate Trump?
Okay.
No, listen. If you go to CNN.com, which I do every single day, several times a day, I can pick out a journalistic example of how not to do a headline. You just can't say, the way the headline reads is, Trump makes false claims. That's not a journalistic headline. Trump makes claims experts refute. That's a headline.
Okay.
Trump makes false claims is not. That is biased.
Yeah, you're interjecting opinion.
Exactly. Who, what, where, why, when? Give me the basics.
Exactly.
But it's an all out. Everybody's out. We're all out of the proverbial partisan closet, and everybody knows what they need to do. And most in media, most, not all, most in media can't stand this man because he has leapfrogged them. And don't forget, if you get to be a White House reporter, you are the man, you are the woman. It's a big deal. All your family knows about this. And you have some guy tweeting over your head, so I don't need to watch you? Plus, everybody knows how evil he is and how bad a man he is. They're just fixated on getting rid of him. And I just don't think that's the mainstream feel. I think there's a core that cannot stand this president, but I don't think it's a majority by any means.
So the vocal minority is winning, just
because
they're louder.
We'll see. The vocal minority is totally winning because of the screaming. Mm-hmm. But I think the Brett Kavanaugh and now the immigration stuff, and, of course, the claim is you're making them all afraid and fear-mongering and all these other things. It's a real deal. Open borders versus some sort of structure is a real difference. And the Democrats in the House are going to prosecute this president to the nth degree. Hearings, investigations, they got to damage him before 2020 to make sure he's out. And I think if that happens, I think if the Democrats do win the House, I do believe it'll help Donald Trump win a second term. Remember the empathy and sympathy for Bill Clinton when Republicans impeached him?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't remove him from office, but was technically impeached by the House. So we'll see. You know, time will tell. It's fascinating because of all the elements involved. Hard to tell. What effect did the Brett Kavanaugh hearings have? How angry are the Democrats? Is there truly a blue wave? Maybe. I know one thing. I wouldn't believe any polls. I don't think they're dependable anymore. And we'll see. And maybe the polls will be spot on. It's kind of pay-per-view tomorrow night. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is.
ESPN 93.5.
On November 6th, vote for Diane Michaels for county auditor. Diane has over 30 years of professional financial experience and has served in Champaign County government for 8 years. In addition, Diane's been an engaged member of our community, serving on the boards of the United Way and other community organizations.
This is Donna Green. We need competence, professionalism, and service in the county auditor's office. That's why I am supporting county auditor Diane Michaels. Diane and I work together in the banking industry for over 20 years. Day to day, I saw her financial skills, hard work, and dedication. I know that we can trust Diane to oversee our county finances and to advance technology within the office.
Hi, I'm Diane Michaels. I've served voters in Champaign County for over 8 years, working to balance budgets and secure the long-term fiscal stability of our county. I want to continue to serve as your county auditor and ask for your vote on November 6th.
Paid for by Diane Michaels for County Auditor.
Previously on Tay and Carp, but the news today, Hardy Nickerson has resigned.
Interesting timing now that we have 4 games left. If you were looking for the buck to stop with Love, my fear was that at the end of the year they would fire Hardy, and I would have been saying, well, this is Lovey's defense. Well, now you have 4 games. It is put up or shut up time. If this is your defense and they still are as bad as they have in the last eight games, we will see firsthand this was not a Hardy Nickerson problem. It went up to the top.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lonte and Mike Carpenter talk Fighting Illini football, basketball, and more on ESPN 93.5.
Every major league ball club knows that having a strong team with the right people on it is absolutely essential to having a great season. That's also why people looking to hire decide to post open jobs on LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. Over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit linkedin.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Go, 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 O'Reilly.
Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, just ask your delivery guy. Or the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Or the guy who laid the highway for the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Ford Commercial Vehicles can handle the job. During commercial vehicle season, save on Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, Super Duty, and Medium Duty trucks. Ford Trucks and Vans. Year after year, America's best-selling line of commercial vehicles, because they're built Ford tough.
Claim based on IHS market calendar year 1985 through 2017. U.S. TIP registrations excluding registrations to individuals. See your dealer for details.
Today's the day to get motivated, to be inspired, to start listening. And now with Audible, for just $14.95 a month, you get any audiobook of your choice and two Audible originals. Plus, for the first time ever, exclusive fitness and wellness programs all included with your membership. And if you don't like a book, exchange it at any time. So make today the day you start listening to Audible. Start your 30-day trial and get your first audiobook for free at audible.com.
Do you have frequent heartburn? Like the kind where you have antacid stashed everywhere in case it pops up? You know what I mean. You keep some in your bag, or your desk, or your car, or your nightstand. You have those chalky tablets ready for whenever and wherever heartburn strikes. Well, listen up. There's an easier way to deal with your heartburn. Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. Kick your antacid habit. It's possible with Prilosec. OTC.
Use is directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
You know there's an election tomorrow, just in case you weren't aware of all the commercials.
This is Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton. I have been honored to serve as your Champaign County Clerk for the past 7 years. It is now time for us to choose a new county clerk, and I am proud to endorse and support Matt Grandoni. Matt Grandoni has worked in our office for the past 4 years as our Director of Training. And his leadership of our team has been an integral part of the success of our operation. As your county clerk for the past 7 years, I respectfully ask for your vote for Matt Grandoni as our next county clerk.
Paid for by friends of Matt Grandoni.
It's that time of year again. Illinois basketball is starting up, and we're a month away from Game Day Spirit's semi-annual stadium sale. Mark your calendars for Saturday, December 1st, and be ready to shop your heart out at Memorial Stadium. Game Day is looking to liquidate end-of-the-season inventory and bring a great selection of apparel with amazing prices to the Great West Hall at Memorial Stadium. Finish all of your Christmas shopping early and relax this holiday season. Game Day Spirit's stadium sale is Saturday, December 1st. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer? Or pizza and beer with all the games on a 16-foot big screen? Nope. That's why Rafter's Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders, and top it off with a 5-beer flight of the always rotating craft beers on tap. Rafter's, the place to be to cheer on your favorite team this fall. Rafter's Draft and Dough on Bradley Avenue, right across from Triple T Car Wash in Champaign, and find them on Facebook.
Skinny partners here at Carback Car Capital. We're rounding them up and moving them out. All the 2018 Hondas and Hyundais gotta go.
The savings in the selection are huge, and we will pay top dollar for your trade-in. And we have financing for
greater than they are right now. So saddle up and get on down to Carmack Car Capital in Danville, where our customers are
number one.
ESPN 93.5, Jeremy Warner Show coming up. Dion Thomas in hour number one. Jay Layman in hour number two. We'll take a peek at sports headlines coming up.
Carpenters Local 243 in Champaign, Illinois wants to thank the contractors, developers, and business owners who utilize the skills and services of union carpenters on their projects. Carpenters Local 243 members are part of the world's highest skilled, most productive workforce. Members and contractors are committed to apprenticeship training and an ongoing journeyman skill advancement program. This provides the labor resources to ensure projects are completed. For a list of responsible contractors, call Carpenters Local 243 at 356-5463.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Shannon.
And Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under five dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
Missionmatch.org.
All right, sports headlines, ESPN 93.5,
847. NFL action had the Bears beating Buffalo 41-9. Saints beat the L.A. Rams to give them their first loss. 45-35 was the final there. And we had the Patriots over the Packers 31-17, Tennessee and Dallas tonight. In college football, Illinois over Minnesota 55-31 led to the firing of defensive coordinator for the Golden Gophers, Rob Smith, as Joe Rossi takes the call for the defensive side for Minnesota now. Illinois volleyball wins. It swept Maryland, and an hour and 12 minutes is all it took. Top 25 in college football, Alabama, then Clemson, Notre Dame at 3, Michigan bumped up to number 4, then Georgia in the top 5. Moving on in IHSA playoff action, GCMS, Monticello, and Tuscola. Congratulations. Bulls versus Knicks, Pacers in Houston tonight. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Check your weather, and there is some colder weather coming. I did watch a little of that Alabama and LSU game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, you know what? As the millennials move towards socialism, it's just not fair that Alabama has so many good players.
I see.
They're so good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the Buffalo Bills could beat Alabama. I really don't. I mean, Alabama, they go into Baton Rouge, and LSU's good.
Yeah, I know that.
It'd be 29-0.
Mm-hmm.
It's just got all these NFL players up there. Anyway, we look good. So we go to Nebraska and take on the Cornhuskers, and we're like an 18-point underdog, which I think is too much. They have a really good offense, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Warren will be talking about that more with Jay Layman after 10. And again, Dion Thomas coming up a little on the Illini basketball team as they begin the regular season with Evansville Thursday night at State Farm. All that just ahead. You got